Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
So in the Sun-Times, a couple of stories today and yesterday about the disposition of the people that they did catch after the looting last weekend downtown Chicago. The city was being terrorized and you did not see it coming. And then we were also frustrated watching on TV what the police did not seem to be able to stop. Well, lo and behold, they did catch some of those people. And lo and behold, they are now going before judges. And lo and behold, it doesn't seem like much is going to happen to them. A man charged with theft for allegedly trying to sell undercover officers a $2,700 sweater that had been looted from a Gold Coast boutique last week. Allegations are against Melvin Banks. Banks told police he was asleep during August 10th looting and that he got the sweater as a gift from his girlfriend. That could happen. She just dropped a $2,700 sweater on him. Banks, 29, allegedly posted an ad of the sweater on the OfferUp website. So he doesn't, thanks, I love this sweater, I love you. But you know what, I think I'm just going to go ahead and sell it. It's worth $2,900. So he goes to OfferUp. An employee of the Brunello Cucinelli boutique on Rush Street said, hey, that's our sweater on that website. They called the police. Next thing you know, undercover officers begin speaking with Banks through the OfferUp site. And they say, listen, we'll buy that for $800. He said, okay, I'll take $800. We'll meet at North and Western Avenues. Cops show up and they arrest him. Banks' girlfriend, who gave a conflicting story about the couple being out of town, she said, we weren't there during the looting. And she said, we actually got the sweater as a gift from my cousin. The judge orders Banks held on $2,000 bail, but kept him overnight because he had a pending drug charge for which he was out on bond. On Tuesday, a woman was charged with selling a pair of $1,400 boots that had been stolen from the same boutique. And this is what happens. The people will take those things and they will then try to sell them. And then maybe the police are cagey enough to catch them. But at the end of the day, what you then have is somebody stole a pair of boots. Well, you're not going to go to jail for that. And if you do, you're not going to go to jail very long. And piece by piece, that's what you have. So while we die a death of 1,000 cuts, right, the city is being terrorized. People are vandalizing Chicago and putting millions of dollars at risk and thousands of jobs at bay. But all you have is somebody trying to fence a $1,400 pair of boots. Well, that's not going to fix it. And the judge, by the way, told one of those people, you seem to be leading a pretty good life. Now get yourself on the straight and narrow. Out you go. And that's happening. And so, Rich Lankoff, you're an attorney at Bryce Downey & Lankoff. You're the co-host of Legal Face-Off. Isn't there something? Do you see how this is how they get away with it? This is how this thing could happen again and again and again, because nobody singularly is going to be charged with wrecking Chicago. They're going to be charged with walking into a store and taking a pair of boots that aren't theirs. And they shouldn't do that. But I want some other kind of crime to be in play here. Can you help me out at all?
John, it's complete and abject failure by the leadership of this city and this county. There's no other way to say it. I mean, what you said is emblematic of what's going on in this city. It was uncovered in the Tribune article, the really excellent Tribune article of about 10 days ago, showing that Kim Fox, Cook County State's attorney, was dropping felonies at a rate of almost double of her predecessor, Anita Alvarez. The number was 19% versus almost 30%. She's also raised the limit for the minimum for felony theft from $300 to $1,000. That's just among the many changes she's put into place that we're seeing reflected now. And even if you were to take that Kim Fox came in with that mandate, shouldn't she throw that aside in the wake of what's just basically terrorism, you know, to your point, tearing our city apart, getting international headlines, putting people's lives, business owners jeopardy, literally. Yeah. I mean, if you had your store looted, you're out of business and your life is possibly, you know, completely irrevocably changed. In exchange, the person who's responsible is getting a slap on the wrist. So it's incredibly frustrating. And as what can be done? There's a ton of things that can be done, but there's no leadership. There's no political will.
Well, give me an example, because maybe the statute needs to change. I don't know what that is. And by the way, I'm sympathetic to her notion that, you know, using a 10-pound hammer on every 2-cent nail is maybe not going to keep it from happening the next time and the next time. But I do want some justice here, and I don't know what the crime is you would charge them with or how you would change the law.
Well, two answers. Locally, Cook County and Illinois, just off the top of my head, I could think of, criminal trespass, which is a Class B misdemeanor, carries 6 months in jail. Vandalism, unlawful restraint even. I would argue, if I was a prosecutor and a leader, that these people are unlawfully restraining police and business owners.
Yes.
Disorderly conduct. I mean, there's a whole host of charges that you could throw out at the local level. What about the federal level, John? Bill Barr, and I'm not a big Bill Barr fan generally, and I'm not a Trump apologist at all. If you listen to my show, you would know that. But, you know, there are a host of federal charges that should be levied against these individuals. And believe me, federal charges carry a lot more power than local charges. And by doing that, you would not only prosecute the people responsible for this ridiculous scourge in our city, but send a message that this is not going to happen the next time. But none of that is being done.
All right, Rich. Well, I was looking for some validation, and I'm not that far off base. I appreciate at least your thoughts on that. Rich Lenkoff, an attorney at Bryce Downey & Lenkoff. You hear his Legal Face-Off podcast at WGNRadio.com. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, John.